What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pika, host of the Paul Pika Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video. I think it's a Temple video titled 12,000 Migrants Overwhelm Island of Lampedusa. Outnumber residents 2 to 1. 2 to 1. That's crazy. That's crazy. That is so crazy. And we're actually, as you see, I got 2 views now, nowadays for my podcast. We're going to try to go dual screen and whatnot, where we can kind of just go, you know, back and forth and back and forth, you know. So let me get into a word from Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur first. And then we're going to get into this video.
That lit, that slap, it is that one, that egg bite talking about Dizzle new drink. They like, that's that turn, that lit, that slap, it is that one, that egg bite talking about Dizzle new drink. They like,
you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on order online on the homepage. That'll take you to Melio's Beverage. Remember, you must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, the Dizzle Brand merch as well. Get Dizzle Brand merch at DizzleBrand.com. Click on the merchandise store. They got hats, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and more. Also, it's available at Etsy.com, ETSY.com. Search for Dizzle Brand or go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. And don't forget about the Dizzle Brand gummies, now available in lemon, blueberry, and strawberry. Strawberries are my favorite. You can get those at DizzleNova.com. Link will be in the description. Get the Dizzle Brand gummies at DizzleNova.com. All right, let's get into it.
Trump Jr., Matt Gaetz, and Luke Rutkowski. Join us there. Get your tickets by clicking the link in the description below or by going to timcast.com. This is an existential crisis we have that we need to address. Lampedusa, the migrant crisis.
Lampedusa.
Nurse says, welcome everyone, as island's residents complain they have to wait for care. More than 12,000 migrants have arrived on the Italian island of Lampedusa in the past week, putting the staff, like Franco Galletto, under serious strain. You may have seen the story. There's an island in Italy. It is relatively close to Tunisia. It has 6,550 or so residents, and there are now 12,000 migrants, economic migrants, who have come in, most of them fighting age males. I'm sorry, man. Look, there's videos of people setting up barricades. There's a video going viral of people fighting. That is not from this island. That was an older video. But there is a video going viral right now that I haven't confirmed where it shows people setting up barricades. And their argument is, look, these migrants have started setting up their own territorial zones. You get 12,000 people into your community of 6,000. Your community does not exist anymore. It's over.
Let's stop right there. He's right. You literally only got 6,000 people. You know, I did a video. Actually, I didn't do a video, but I was talking to somebody about in Texas, a small town. You know, he was telling me there was like 50 cops on a payroll and only 250 people in the town. So the town was just basically a speed trap for tickets. And they found out. And so we got to look it up. Like, you know, how many cops typically would you have per, you know, certain amount of people? Like Fayetteville, North Carolina has over 250,000. But we have maybe 5,000 to 6,000 sworn police officers and maybe 1,200 non-sworn. But 50 out of 250, that is literally 10% would be 25. That's literally 20% of your population is police officers. But that's not the standard. So think about it. This is a town island that has 6,000 people. they probably don't got a ton of police officers to begin with. If there's very many, they probably don't have an army, none of that. It's an Italian island. They probably rely on the Italian army. They probably got very few law enforcement there for 6,000 people. What is that? Maybe 60 cops at most. Maybe 50 or 60 cops for 6,000 people at most. Like the town that had 250, that's like, you know, Andy Griffin and, you know, his guy Barney. Andy Griffin and Barney, and then like maybe two or three part-timers, and that's it. But wow, like you literally, and not even just like, are they outnumbering you? Your economy has to be getting screwed overnight. Your population literally went up 200% overnight. They only had like 6,000-some people. 12,000 come in. That's a 200% increase in your population overnight. You see what's going on in Chicago and New York. Imagine if they had a 200% increase in population overnight.
Will of the people, right? Democracy? Okay, well, these people are here. If you don't believe in borders, they're going to vote for whatever they want. I'll tell you this. They're going to vote take your stuff. They're going to come in. They're going to take your stuff. They're going to leave. They're going to go somewhere else.
Right. And what's the number one thing that the people in charge are trying to do?
So we're allowing people to legally come in, and we're going to give them a vote so they could take our stuff. Oh, man. That they might need to get a Second Amendment over there in that. What is it? Lampedusa.
Take away our ability to defend ourselves in case of any invasion like this, right? When I see someone like Gavin Newsom, all his pages is like, we need to eliminate guns and do this, the other thing. It's like you can name 10 different things that put us in a bad position if we don't have guns. This is.
And that's, you know what? I'm glad he's touching on this. That does sound like one of the reasons they want to get rid of our guns so they can let all the illegal immigrants come in and take all our jobs without us having any pushback or being able to fight back.
There's another one.
Well,
an invasion of another.
If the videos are true that they're starting to seize territory, now you're getting into war. Mm-hmm. And that's a scary thought.
Yeah, someone referred to the migrants that just came in today as reinforcements.
Yeah, this island is effectively occupied by migrants from northern Africa. That's what this is. I mean, the Interior Minister of France went there today and he said, you know, we should help Italy and we should keep our borders open. And it's very important. You know, the thing is, when you get to Italy, it's a pathway into the EU. But the EU says, Italy, you have to process all the asylum seekers. And so they're presuming that all the migrants there are going to apply for asylum, which I just think statistically is not going to happen. And so this becomes an incredible problem that communities are having to deal with. You were talking about wanting to do things locally. These 6,000 people are now having to accommodate 12,000 people.
Impossible.
It's not going to happen.
It's not just that. It's that if we're supposed to, you see what AOC was saying in New York when she said, everyone's screaming at her saying, get these illegal immigrants out of our city. Their resources are strained. And she says, we're going to give them work rights. We are going to give them more of our tax resources. And we're going to give them a special protected status. She's yelling over the people who are screaming at her to stop. She does not care. So now think about what's going on with the EU. This problem's been happening for a decade plus. It got really, really bad several years ago, and it's not being abated. If they follow the course they have in many other countries, what's going to happen is the people who are there would be given special rights. What happens when you have a piece of land with 12,000 people who are not allowed to vote, and there are 6,500 people who do vote? Eventually, the 12,000 people say, there's more of us than there are of you, and we now get the right to vote. So what will likely happen in these circumstances is that, I'm sorry, your laws are only meaningful so long as they can be enforced. Your borders are only meaningful so long as they can be enforced. 12,000 people show up, by all means, your laws still exist for you, not for them. They don't know your laws and they don't care. And if they want to set up barricades and take territory, they'll just do it. People need to understand that when it comes to law, it's just what's in your brain. Right? If you're like from West Virginia, you go to Ohio, law's different. You might do something you didn't even know was illegal. Let's say Pennsylvania. You're allowed to carry a gun in Pennsylvania, not New Jersey. You didn't know that. Well, you went somewhere else. The laws were different. So what this is, that woman who went to New Jersey and had a gun and didn't know it was illegal and got arrested, she did not know the law of this other place. Now, what happens if...
That's no excuse, though. If you go to other places and not knowing the laws is not an excuse.
10,000 people crossing into New Jersey. Is that one cop going to be able to stop anybody? Your law only applies to you who know it and follow it. And I mean, to add on top of this, most people don't even know when new laws get passed anyway, especially when they ban guns, because it's like, how are you supposed to follow all that stuff? They expect you to.
That'd be a good app.
But my point here is this. If 12,000 people come into Lampedusa, do you think these 12,000 people know what the laws are? Do you think they care?
Some of them are probably evil too. Some will just try to take what's theirs or take what they want. Or you're going to deal with a lot of hostility there if 12,000 people that don't have much are in a place that has a lot of resources.
Doesn't the EU already subsidize the residences to house immigrants? So, I mean, we already know the first thing that they're going to do. They're going to start making these locals house these people in their homes.
Yep.
The expectation is that you got to put four.
Each house has to, you know, we have double the people in our country now. So you got to put four people in each house.
Well, and if you read all the mainstream media articles that came out about it today, they all say, but what about the Tunisia deal? And this was the idea that the UN president, Von Leydersen, I can never say her name, but she and the prime minister of Italy were working out a deal with Tunisia because Tunisia is the biggest gateway for all of this. I mean, this is where smugglers headquarters, people in who are displaced within Africa know to go to Tunisia and then potentially get into Italy there. And they were going to offer them Tunisia's economy is in shambles. And they're saying, we'll give you a lot of money to stop these boats from coming over. But we know, I mean, we talked about this, that ultimately means that Tunisia is like, well, when we need more money, we'll just let the migration go back up. The deal hasn't been brokered. It's getting stalled in Brussels. But ultimately, this is a terrible system. It's similar to having malware in your casino thing where you can say, give me money. Okay, I fixed the problem.
Let me chime in real quick. I hate to cut her off, but is I bet nobody steps in for this island, which is an Italian island. The country of Italy should be stepping in and helping these people out on this island. Not only to have, like, so they don't have all their shit just taken and conquered from them. Also, because the economy has to be in shambles right now. The island has to be in shambles right now. They're probably all running around like chickens with their heads cut off, not knowing what to do. I mean, yeah, man. And what do you do? 12, you only got 6,000. Even if it was just a town, what do you do? 12,000 people come into your town all at once. You don't even got the houses for it, but they all in your town at once. This is crazy. There's a lot of craziness going on, man. A lot of craziness going on in this world, man. It really is. I wouldn't know how to react to this if I stayed on the island. I just, like, they probably don't even got no Second Amendment. They probably don't have guns to defend themselves, shotguns or anything of that nature, you know, because American culture is really the only one, I think, with the Second Amendment. Maybe Canada used to have one, but they're pretty much getting rid of that, trying to eradicate that as the communists and dictators and totalitarians and draconian, you know, guys that they are. So once again, I want to thank you for tuning into the Paul Pickett podcast. And don't forget, the video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, BitChute, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Audio version goes to Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slack, or iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more.